Hi everybody, it's nice to be back, and I hope that you feel the same way. I hope you think that and feel that it's nice to be under the sound of my voice. Well, I'm happy to be here. Today I think I'm going to talk a little bit about, and I want to preface it by saying I'm not going to go into any major depth because diet and nutrition is vast, and it also is something that depends on your genetics, your body type, and a host of other factors to determine whether or not you're healthy or not healthy. Someone that may be what society considers big or overweight may not necessarily be unhealthy. That is a fact. You know, you have to consider genetics and environment and other factors as well. But I'm going to talk a little bit about diet. I'm going to start out with myself. And I'm going to start out with just a general overview of anorexia nervosa. And anorexia nervosa, which is more commonly stated as anorexia, but I like to add the nervosa because that means neurological. And anorexia nervosa is not about food. Anorexia is about it's a neurological disorder more so than a dietary disorder. It's an eating disorder characterized by an abnormally low body weight, an intense fear of gaining weight, and we as anorexics definitely have this fear of being what we call fat, and we have like a warped sense of body weight. Our perception is really, really off and distorted in terms of weight. We also place a really high value on controlling our weight. And a lot of times, anorexics, it is about control. Like for me, it was developed during a trauma. We had lost our daughter in a home fire, and I just stopped eating. So it was something that, you know, you feel that you can't control things in your life, and your diet and what you eat and ingest and take in is something that you control. So anorexics, they take that up. It's at least that's something in their life that they can control, and that's their diet. So like I said, it's neurological. It's not really about food at all, but we place a high value on food because it's something that we can definitely control in our lives. And to prevent weight gain, what we generally do is severely restrict the amount of food that we eat. Severely. I was eating, I can just hear my sister in the background saying, "Mama, Angie only ate a biscuit today and she's throwing it up," or something like that, you know. But there were times I would eat like one biscuit a day, two biscuits a day. That was fine for me. I mostly ate nothing, but I did suck on like Lifesavers or something for the flavor. And our bodies need to chew on something. The process of chewing is called mastication, M-A-S-T-I-C-A-T-I-O-N. And so we just have that urge that we need to chew on something. So I didn't want to eat any food. Because it grossed me out, so I would chew on Lifesavers. I had so many Lifesavers at that time of my life. It's completely unbelievable. Gum, juice, water, that kind of thing. Liquids were never really a problem. It was the more solid stuff that we were afraid of, that anorexics are afraid of. But anyway, it's an unhealthy, life-threatening disorder, and it's a horrible place to be. To try to cope with problems, not recommended whatsoever. Like I said, but once you finally come through it, you have a better sense of what your body needs and what your body can take and what you can handle emotionally throughout the course of your life. A lot of people end up staying in the hospital for a long, long time, treatment centers for a very, very long time, so they can gain a better sense of who they are and develop healthier eating habits. Me as a nurse and a biology student always was my interest, and so I knew. It's not like I didn't know. I had every idea of what was going on, and I knew exactly why. So on that note, I'm going to talk about different foods. For example, like there's organic food. There's so many options out there in the world today. Like, for example, there's organic food, and these are my interpretations. I am not a dietitian or nutritionist per se. I do have a medical background with a degree in nursing and also a degree in cellular biology. So the body, I do know very well, and I know what affects the body, and I know about diet, etc., from my own experiences. But organic food is what I see as ecologically and environmentally friendly, and I believe it's with no or few pesticides. And they also have to comply with farming standards. And keep in mind, when you're buying organic, and this is tricky too, if you're an organic person, food consumer, organic laws and standards vary from country to country, place to place. So if you're eating, you're buying some apples that are labeled organic here, the soil and the standards where they were grown, their standards may be different than that in America, say for fruit coming from Mexico, or a fruit coming from Central America or something like that. It may not be what the standards are. So standards vary worldwide. So keep that in mind if you're buying organic, that do you really know? But I guess one would say, well, it's better than the non-organic. At least it's somewhat organic, you know. So I don't know. But and then also there's vegan diet. A vegan diet, from my understanding, excludes all meat and animal products. Meat, poultry, fish, seafood, dairy, eggs. Vegans can't even drink some alcoholic beverages because some of them contain honey from bees, bee honey, or lactose, you know, from milk. And those are animals, so they can't even consume some certain alcohols. But most ingredients in alcohols are vegan friendly. So otherwise they don't eat anything arising from animals or animal products. Whereas a vegetarian excludes meat, poultry, fish, seafood. However, there were some variations of that as well, because there's some vegetarians that do include like eggs, dairy, and fish. And then you also have the pescatarian, which is much like a vegetarian. They may not eat meat, but they'll eat poultry, but stay away from other meats. So it's a variation out there. And in your diet, I just want to say that what I've learned over the years in experimenting with various, I'll say diets, but they weren't really diets. Those were basically, they were starvation tactics, you know, because that was my state of mind. I don't have to diet anytime, at any time. And my husband knows it. My daughter knows it. At any time in my life, if I don't want to eat, I can stop cold turkey. I eat for nutrition. That's it. Basically, that's the reason I eat, because, you know, I'm supposed to eat. I have to eat. There's some days that I don't necessarily forget, but I just don't want to eat. But I know that I need to eat. My husband's going to say something. He's going to make a comment about it. You haven't eaten a day. We're going to work out today. You need to eat, you know. So I definitely eat because I should eat and I need to eat. And our bodies need fuel, and we get that from our diet. So I in your diet, you need to include minerals such as like sodium chloride. People say sodium, which we all know is salt, but sodium by itself is toxic and poison, and chloride by itself is poison to ingest. Therefore, sodium chloride together is what we call common table salt. And we need that because we need that because of our thyroid gland. We need that sodium chloride. Now, I do use sea salt, but not all the time, because sea salt does not contain iodine. And so I alternate between sea salt and common table salt. We also need copper. We definitely need iron. Our blood needs to be enriched with iron. And as we grow older, these things are minimized in our body. We lose them. We also need potassium. Potassium is very, very important in our, with our kidneys and our urology system. Potassium is really important. Careful with potassium, because if you're getting it through diet, if you're getting potassium through diet, whether it's orange juice or bananas or other means of potassium, watermelon, make sure that you're not taking potassium supplements, because if you take too much potassium, your kidneys are going to reject that and you don't want to have kidney problems. So if you're getting potassium in your diet, don't take potassium supplements. That's really important, because that all controls your pressure system, your blood pressure system in your heart. So that's really, really important. What I also take in terms of blood pressure, sometimes I swallow a garlic clove or something like that. I don't have high blood pressure, but I do work on maintaining my pressure. We have here at home thermometers and sphygmomanometers. A sphygmomanometer is what the doctor uses, that cuff that wraps around your arm with a meter on it, with for them to take your blood pressure. They're wearing a stethoscope and they're putting that, you know, so that is a sphygmomanometer. So we have that at home. We have one downstairs, one upstairs, and we're constantly taking our blood pressure because I'm a health nut. And as a result, my husband's a health nut. So we definitely do that. And to also maintain your blood pressure and your cholesterol, it's really important. Black tea is very good for lowering blood pressure and cholesterol. You don't have to, but if you're comfortable with Western medicine and you like going to the doctors and that makes you feel good and you trust them, fine. But there are means besides taking prescription drugs for lowering blood pressure. You drink yourself some black tea. Have a cup of black tea every night. Your blood pressure will go down in a matter of 3 or 4 weeks. Hibiscus tea lowers your blood pressure. Black tea also lowers your cholesterol level. Don't forget about your healthy oils that you can easily get from fish like tuna, etc. But be careful with that as well, overconsumption, because that's mercury in fish, and that can lead to clogged arteries. So there's got to be a balance on, that's got to be a balance with everything, because even good things, if you overconsume with the good stuff, you know, bad things can happen to you. And let's see, there's also in terms of healthy diet, you need to include certain things in your diet besides vegetables. You do want to include vegetables. Everybody knows that we need to eat vegetables of the greatest variety. And French fries don't count. But you need to eat you some romaine lettuce. You need to eat you some butter lettuce. You need to eat some lettuce. You need to eat some cooked vegetables. You need to eat some carrots and broccoli and whatever kind of vegetables you can eat. Raw or cooked vegetables are good. I think raw is preferable. I like my vegetables raw. I do not eat any cooked vegetables at all. I eat them all raw. And but my husband likes cooked vegetables, but we're both getting our nutrition and our vitamins in. Don't forget to use healthy oils. I love olive oil. Oh my gosh, I love olive oil, and I use olive oil to cook. Careful when cooking with olive oil, because it burns at a low temperature. You can try canola oil. That gives you more range for cooking, but I use olive oil to cook, and I use it on salads a lot, and I keep it at the table, trying to avoid like butter or limit butter, and definitely avoiding trans fats. Of course, you want fruits. Eat fruits of every color. The berries, like strawberries and any kind of berry, that also helps with your that also helps with your cardiovascular system and your immune system. You want to also consider in a healthy diet whole grains. I struggle with that a little bit, not a lot. Because my husband puts it in our protein. He puts whole grains in our protein, oats and things like that. So that's how I get mine. I don't eat bread, but he'll eat wheat bread and brown rice, etc. whole grain pasta, you know, that kind of thing. So make sure you get that in. And protein, protein, protein. They were saying, and no, actually they didn't say when the coronavirus started, which is really crazy to me. No one talked about diet at all. No one said you need some vitamin D, you need some vitamin K2, you need those combined, you need vitamin C, boost your immune system. You didn't hear anyone talking about that at the beginning of COVID. I'm like, that's what people need to do. Get off these bad habits in terms of diet, get control of that, build up your immune system, which will contribute to you not contracting the disease, you know, possibly. It definitely will increase your chances of not getting it. And diet, and it can't hurt anyway, because a healthy diet is good for us all. So protein, protein, protein. I don't care if you get your protein from fish. I don't care if you get it from a moo cow, which is what my husband calls it, but you know, he loves his steak and beef, etc. But you can also get good protein, you know, buy you some almonds and, you know, some nuts, and just sit around when you're watching TV, chew on some nuts, have you a big glass of water there, you know, you're good to go. But you definitely need to get your protein in. And the last thing I want to talk about is water. Water, we in general that it's cleansing, it's healing, it's refreshing. When we're hot, we throw it on our face to cool us off. When we're dirty, it cleans us, it washes our dishes, it washes our clothes. The rain washes not only our cars, but it cleans the environment, it cleans the air. So water is so paramount, and they say 6 to 8 glasses of water a day. There are times that I consume 1 gallon of water a day, whether I'm working out or not. Water is so good for you. I don't do it every day because, again, too much of anything is not good for you. But I do it on alternate days, every 2 days or something like that, every other day, every 2 days. But I do consume a lot of water. Let water become your drink of preference, as much as possible. I mean, we drink other. Sometimes we want some carbonation, you know, or sometimes we want something sweet, and you know, that's absolutely fine. But don't eliminate water. Definitely include water in your diet, because it's so important. So yeah, there you have it. That was our topic today. We talked about anorexia nervosa, and we brought it on home, and we went through the different diets and minimally the diseases that can come from not having proper diets, and we brought it all home to water. So right now, go grab yourself a nice full glass of water and just drink it on down, and have an awesome day. Have a healthy day. Stay healthy, stay strong, protect yourself and protect your families, and we'll talk to you next time. Much love to you. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening.